Ничего,
ничего
не печатайте.
Где нет тебя, нет, я кем дальше гремлю. Минфакт собор, так они, никого не тебя.
Han spiller på mobilen. Medaljer glemter for styrke og mod. Min far stiger ud af sin bil til folk. Min kvinde ligner mor. Hun græder og slår til alle sider, mens far tager tøjet af hende. Medaljer glemter for styrke og mod. Sneen er våd fra kvindens skød. Min far vasker sig med sneen. Børnene græder og skriger. Far drikker vin og spytter. Medaljer glimter af had og blod. Min far slår et drenge, min far slår mænd. Smadrer telefoner og sko. Spytter, sparker og hunder. Folk der bare skriger. Medaljer glimter af had og lod. Folk flygter ud i natten væk fra far.
Jeg løber hjem til min mor. Der drikker vin fra flasken.
Medaljer glimter af had og lod. Min mor og far er syg. Du vidste af det onde. Hendes øjne fulde af sorg. Men også fulde af løgne. Medaljer glimter af had og blod. Jeg hader den stat, jeg hader det land. Jeg hader familie. Hvor er hjertet, hvor er hjertet? Det er hjertet af fjenden. Medaljer glimter af had og blod. Vi dræber mennesker fra sult og nød. Drikker mennesker fra krig. Satans navn i myrder. Og nyder lækker vi. Medaljer glimter af had og blod.
Farvel til mor, farvel til far. I ser mig
ikke mere. Missionen er nu at ødelægge stat.
Og jeg ser det til alle løs.
Thank you.
Hajde, moli, boj, romeca. Hajde, moli, boj, romeca. Thank you. left the norm. I travel south. I found a tiny house and I can't help the way I feel. Oh yes, you can kick me and you can punch me and you can break my face, but you won't change the way I feel. 'Cause I love you.
Final day. May you find us in the fields, working with hearts that are waiting. We are waiting, we are waiting. All of your people anticipating. Come here, I plead, we are down on.
Anticipate. not the key.
Yeah!
Radio Patapou en de arbeidersklasse.
Thank you.
I'll show you light now. It burns forever.
No masters. If you liked school, you'll love work. The cruel, absurd abuses of power, the self-satisfied authority that the teachers and principals lorded over you, the intimidation and ridicule of your classmates don't end at graduation. Those things are all present in the adult world, only more so. If you thought you lacked freedom before, wait until you have to answer to shift leaders, managers, owners, landlords, creditors, tax collectors, city councils, draft boards, law courts, and police. When you get out of school, you may escape the jurisdiction of some authorities, but you enter the control of even more domineering ones. Do you enjoy being controlled by others who don't understand or care about your wants and needs? Do you get anything out of obeying the instructions of employers, the restrictions of landlords, the laws of magistrates, people who have powers over you that you would never have given them willingly? How is it that they get all this power anyway? The answer is hierarchy. Hierarchy is a value system in which your worth is measured by the number of people and things you control, and how dutifully you obey those above you. Weight is exerted downward through the power structure. Everyone is forced to accept and conform to this system by everyone else. You are afraid to disobey those above you, because they can bring to bear against you the power of everyone and everything under them. You are afraid to abdicate your power over those below you, because they might end up above you. In our hierarchical system, we're all so busy trying to protect ourselves from each other that we never have a chance to stop and ask if this is really the best way our society could be organized. If we could think about it, we'd probably agree that it isn't. For we all know happiness comes from control over our own lives, not other people's lives. And as long as we're busy competing for control over others, we're bound to be the victims of control ourselves. It is our hierarchical system that teaches us from childhood to accept the power of any authority figure, regardless of whether it is in our best interest or not. We learn to bow instinctively before anyone who claims to be more important than we are. It is hierarchy that makes homophobia common among poor people in the USA. They're desperate to feel more valuable, more significant than somebody. It is hierarchy at work when 200 punk rockers go to a rock club, already a mistake, of course, to see a band, and for some stupid reason the club owner won't let them perform. There are 206 people at the club, 205 of whom want the band to play, but they all accept the decision of the club owner because he is older and owns the place, i.e., has more financial power, and thus more legal power. It is hierarchical values that are responsible for racism, classism, sexism, and 1,000 other prejudices that are deeply ingrained in our society. It is hierarchy that makes rich people look at poor people as if they aren't even human, and vice versa. It pits employer against employee, manager against worker, teacher against student, making people struggle against each other rather than work together in mutual aid. Separated this way, they can't benefit from each other's skills and ideas and abilities, but must live in jealousy and fear of them. It is hierarchy at work when your boss insults you or makes sexual advances at you, and you can't do anything about it, just as it is when police flaunt their power over you. For power does make people cruel and heartless, and submission does make people cowardly and stupid. And most people in a hierarchical system partake in both. Hierarchical values are responsible for our destruction of the natural environment and the exploitation of animals, led by the capitalist West. Our species seeks control over anything we can get our claws on, at any cost to ourselves or others. And it is hierarchical values that send us to war, fighting for power over each other, inventing more and more powerful weapons until finally the whole world teeters on the edge of nuclear annihilation. But what can we do about hierarchy? Isn't that just the way the world works? Or are there other ways that people could interact, other values we could live by? Hierarchy and anarchy. Resurrecting anarchism as a personal approach to life. Stop thinking of anarchism as just another world order, just another social system. From where we all stand, in this very dominated, very controlled world, it is impossible to imagine living without any authorities, without laws or governments. No wonder anarchism isn't usually taken seriously as a large-scale political or social program. No one can imagine what it would really be like, let alone how to achieve it, not even the anarchists themselves. Instead, think of anarchism as an individual orientation to yourself and others, as a personal approach to life. That's not impossible to imagine. Conceived in these terms, what would anarchism be like? It would be a decision to think for yourself rather than following blindly. It would be a rejection of hierarchy, a refusal to accept the God-given authority of any nation, law, or other force as being more significant than your own authority over yourself. It would be an instinctive distrust of those who claim to have some sort of rank or status above the others around them, and an unwillingness to claim such status over others for yourself. Most of all, it would be a refusal to place responsibility for yourself in the hands of others. It would be the demand that each of us not only be able to choose our own destiny, but also do so. According to this definition, there are a great deal more anarchists than it seemed, though most wouldn't refer to themselves as such. For most people, when they think about it, want to have the right to live their own lives, to think and act as they see fit. Most people trust themselves to figure out what they should do more than they trust any authority to dictate it to them. Almost everyone is frustrated when they find themselves pushing against faceless, impersonal power. You don't want to be at the mercy of governments, bureaucracy, police, or other outside forces, do you? Surely you don't let them dictate your entire life. Don't you do what you want to, what you believe in, at least whenever you can get away with it? In our everyday lives, we are all anarchists. Whenever we make decisions for ourselves, whenever we take responsibility for our own actions rather than deferring to some higher power, we are putting anarchism into practice. So, if we are all anarchists by nature, why do we always end up accepting the domination of others, even creating forces to rule over us? Wouldn't you rather figure out how to coexist with your fellow human beings by working it out directly between yourselves rather than depending on some external set of rules? The system they accept is the one you must live under. If you want your freedom, you can't afford to not be concerned about whether those around you demand control of their lives or not.
She calls on the phone. She says she doesn't want to be alone. She says it's making her neurotic, but please don't mistake it for being erotic. So alone. So all alone. She says, let's go for a walk. We'll have a drink and maybe we will talk. And he thinks she has possibilities if she could just put away her rosary. So all alone. Nobody wants to be alone. But I just didn't know. I swear to you, I just didn't know. I would never make you sad if I had known. I never would have said those things to you. You'd have to be crazy to say those things to you. Let's face it, I made a mistake. Well, you know, fools rush in where angels take a break. I can't be smart all of the time, and anyway, I didn't know you were marking time over him. To tell you the truth, I forgot all about him. And you know, I don't think it's nice asking one man about another man's vice. I don't care if you pick my head, as long as we end up in bed alone. Just the two of us alone. I just didn't know. I swear to God, I just didn't know. Can't you understand that it's frightening when you hear women talking about castrating and hating men? Who wants to know about how you hate men? Well, you said now you wanted to dance, so now we're gonna dance. You said that you weren't complete, but we're gonna put you on your feet. You said that you were very vexed, and you told me to forget about sex. You said you liked me for my mind, well, I really loved your behind.
Oh, get up and boogie. Oh, baby, get up and dance. Oh, get up and boogie, baby. Oh, get up and dance. Shake your booty, mama. Oh, get up and dance.
Your point's very clear. You're not one to cry into your beer. Why don't we go to my place? Believe me, I'm very chaste. And I'm so alone. So all alone. Sure, all men are beasts. Hey, look, I'll sit here quietly and I'll stare at my feet. I don't blame you for taking umbrage with animals staring at your cleavage. So alone. We're so all alone. Hey, do you mind if I turn on the light? Don't take offense, but why don't you spend the night? I know your passions run very deep, but at this point we both need sleep. So alone. Who wants to be alone?
Do a funny, 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 a funny,
a funny,
a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a
funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a funny, a J'ai trop peur des voleurs, j'ai pas pris l'orange du marchand.
Ça ne peut être que toi, tu es méchant, il est.
Il y avait comme du sang sur tes doigts quand l'orange coulait.
Non, 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 non.
Oui, c'est bien toi qui l'as volé avec tes mains crochues.
C'est fou, dit.
Oui, c'est bien toi qui l'as volé